It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Stephen Smith, in for John Moe. Call it the carbon credit caper. A gang of Eastern European criminal hackers have stolen more than $50 million in carbon offsets, temporarily shutting down part of the European carbon trading system. Computer security expert Anoop Ghosh says carbon traders in Europe fell for a kind of phishing scam that we're all supposed to watch out for.
They used a really old-fashioned technique for duping users into revealing information. All they had to do was send in an email that looks very official-looking and ask the user to re-register your credentials again with this spoofed site. And with the credentials from the companies that they ended up bilking, they were able to log in to the carbon trading site, transfer those credits to their account. And you know, I'm describing it this way not only because that's how it happened, but you can see the parallels to banking fraud, right? I could do the same thing to get you, potentially, to log in to my site that looks like your bank and of course, grab your credentials and transfer funds.
And then empty those accounts and make off with the loot before anyone catches on. Cybercrime consultant Nick Selby says the carbon credit system was particularly vulnerable.
When you have relatively new markets like carbon trading, it's a lot easier for criminals to target the processes involved with doing business in those markets because relatively few people know what good looks like. And if you don't know what good looks like, you're not likely to catch bad when it comes across the wire.
For all of the firewalls and the cybersecurity systems that companies use to protect themselves, Selby says that the crooks are always going to go after the weakest link. And most of the time, that's you and me and our gullible drive to do the right thing.
Oftentimes, this will come, as we saw in this carbon trading incident, this will come with some plain old-fashioned social engineering or conning. You'll send out an email which looks to be something that is legitimate, and it asks you to do something which sounds okay at the time. People generally want to be helpful. People generally don't want to get in the way of progress.
And the training ultimately is trust no one.
Well, trust but verify. And I think that's a reasonable thing to do in business. And certainly when someone calls purporting to be someone or someone sends you an email purporting to be someone, I think that in our personal lives, we've gotten pretty good at separating out the things that we believe are genuine from the things that we think sound suspicious. But in business, I think that we're still susceptible. And training, antisocial engineering training is a very, very important component of corporate security.
And Anoop Ghosh says there's one other thing we should practice.
We can't combine online browsing with NASDAQ trading or banking. You know, if you're going to do high-value transactions, you use a special-purpose machine, right? So whether you set it up as a virtual machine on your own desktop, or whether you have a separate machine that's used just for banking, but separate from your machine where you do your email and your everyday online behavior.
Although the carbon credit hackers managed to embarrass the European carbon market, experts say the $118 billion cap-and-trade system there suffered only a temporary disruption. Now from the Department of Stuff You Didn't Know You Needed, wallpaper from email spam. It's called Spamghetto, like the Italian noodle, and it comes from an Italian design company in Torino. Andrea Clementi is one of the co-owners.
We had this idea of trying to find a meaningful use for or reuse for spam, which is something that they usually consider junk and waste. So this was somehow an idea of having a digital recycle.
So what does this spam wallpaper look like?
It is somehow very natural, something like leaves. In others, the shapes of the branches they evolve like trees or like seaweed.
I'm looking at your site now, and it's quite beautiful. The subject lines from the spam emails are scrawled inside the shapes.
Once in a while, you notice one that you haven't noticed before. And even if you stare at the wallpaper for like half an hour, then you come back and you still see something new.
What do the words say?
The usual topics that are covered by spam, like sex, credit card, education, pills. One of the best I like is give a real immoral pleasure.
Say that again?
Give her real immoral pleasure.
Give her real immoral pleasure.
Yeah, quite strong.
You can see spam on the wall at marketplacetech.org. I'm Stephen Smith in for John Moe. This is Marketplace Tech Report.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.